The Catholic Church believes that people have a fundamental right to life. And that means that if you're unlucky enough to be born in a place, perhaps a poor village in Central or South America, where you may not be able to live if you stay there, you have the right because, as they say, God gave you 2 feet to move to a place, to find a place where you can sustain that life. That is why we have 12 million immigrants in this country right now, and that is why the bishops are saying that we need a sensible immigration policy that includes a path to citizenship.
When it comes to the issue of immigration, be it legal or illegal, do you think that the real issues behind immigration are being debated right now, or are we talking about something else?
To me, to a Catholic, the issues are the fundamental issues that I just pointed out. The issues that I hear being talked about have to do with the law and breaking the law and that kind of stuff, and they are really way to the side of what is central and what is fundamental and what is important. So we're all immigrants. It's the nature of humanity to move around this planet. The United States of America is the land of milk and honey. We've got it all. It's not a surprise that people want to come here and share in the bounty that we have on our tables day in, day out. We need to recognize that, and we need to accept the fact that people are going to come here, are going to want to come here in large numbers, and plan for that accordingly.
The letter sent to the elected officials referred to a drumbeat of dehumanizing rhetoric. Can you give me an example of what you mean by that statement?
I think a lot of what we hear on AM talk radio, not WFAE, seriously, but a lot of what we hear on AM talk radio, a lot of what is on some cable networks, including the Fox network, is a lot of talk that I've got mine, I'm here, you're not, that's too bad for you. Well, you know what? That's an incorrect attitude towards the gifts that we have been given in this country. And that, I think, is what the bishops are trying to address in that statement.
There was a study recently done by the Pew Research Center that showed a majority of Catholics in this country believe that immigration, especially immigrants that are here illegally, are actually harming the U.S. economy. Is it difficult to take a position such as this when you have not yet convinced all your members that this is indeed a core part of Catholicism?
Well, this is one of the ways. First of all, the Catholic Church is very diverse. It has a very wide range of point of views on many issues. But this is one of the ways that the bishops communicate to one another, down to the churches and into the pews, by putting out a letter like this, by sending the letter to the congressman, talking about it on programs like this. So the bishops are in a position of leadership. Their position is based on fundamentals of the Bible and fundamentals of Catholic teaching, and it's their job basically to say to the world, when we talk about building fences and criminalizing people who have come here simply to survive, criminalizing them, their job as leaders is to say, that's wrong, and this is why, which is what they're doing in the letter.
Do you find that any of this is motivated by the fact that the vast majority of immigrants coming to this country are from Latin America, and the vast majority of them are Roman Catholic? Does that motivate your position at all?
No, not really. They're not coming here so they can go to Catholic churches here. They're coming here because they have needs that aren't necessarily related to the religion. And if you think about it, a lot of them, when they come here, they actually go to other Christian churches once they get here. So it has nothing to do with the number of people in the pew at all. The Catholic Church believes that we have a right to a life of dignity. Certainly, the dignity of human life from conception to death is something you hear Catholics talking about all the time. That whole idea of a dignified life, which opens up an individual to the Spirit of God, which is God's intention, the whole idea, you need to be in a place where you can live. 3,000 people have died coming into this country from across the Texas and Arizona and California borders. 3,000. That should be a message to the people in this country that this issue is worth dying for people by the thousands. And that's what the church is responding to.
Well, David Haynes, thank you so much.
My pleasure.